I am to worship. We've had a great week of looking at the original words of praise found in Hebrew as to why we do what we do, or maybe challenging us to do a bit more than we used to. Maybe we've been traditional, not used to extending our hands, bowing down in reverence, or even going a bit cray-cray as we praise our King of Kings. Today's word is the word Tehillah, and it literally means to sing our praise to Him, to glorify and adore Him with a song. You know, God loves to sing over us. This is found in Zephaniah 3 verse 17, where it says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing." Here is this beautiful picture of Father God, like a grandfather or a dad, singing with his children. He is singing over you. He is tehillahing over you today. You know, when God's word dwells in us, Colossians shares how we start to sing these beautiful songs. In Colossians 3 verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your heart to God." What a wonderful challenge. In Ephesians 5 verse 18 and 19, it shares how when we are filled with the Spirit, songs should just come out of our hearts. It says here, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making medley in your heart to the Lord." Let's choose to make this a happy Friday. Go and put on some praise. Go and sing with all your heart in the car, in your home, with one another. Or be bold and actually just start singing your own. Make up your medley, your own song to the King of Kings, and choose to tehillah Him in your own way, because He's worthy of our praise. He's so awesome, and we get to do this with Him. So go and exalt Him with singing today, and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.